Well, this morning we conclude our sermon series where we have been looking at the story of Moses in the Old Testament. And if you've been with us over the past month, you'll remember we met Moses when he was just 3 months old on the banks of the Nile River. We've traveled with him as he's gone through ups and downs, as he's been cast out into the wilderness, as he's come back and confronted Pharaoh. And now we come to his concluding chapter, at least for our purposes, where he sits atop of Mount Sinai, about to receive the most important document in the entire Old Testament, the Ten Commandments. Now, instead of focusing on all Ten Commandments this morning, we're just going to narrow our vision to one. It is the longest commandment. In fact, of the ten, more is written about the fourth commandment than any other commandment in the Scripture. It's not the commandment to love the Lord your God and keep no other gods. It's not the commandment to honor your father and mother. Instead, more is written about the commandment to honor the Sabbath. We're going to look at this story, but before we do, I'd invite you to join with me in a word of prayer. Have thine own way, O Lord, have thine own way. For you, O God, are our potter. And we are your clay. Amen. Well, there is an old story preachers absolutely love to tell about two lumberjacks who got into a competition one day in the forest to see who could cut the most wood. Now, one of the lumberjacks was young and strong. The other was old and wise. And both men were given the entire day to cut as much wood as possible. And at the end of the day, they were to compare piles to see who prevailed. The story goes, a young lumberjack began to work as hard and as fast as he could. He worked all morning and into the afternoon. He did not stop even once to take a break. And his muscles began to ache and his body began to grow weary, but he refused to pause, even for lunch. And his pile of wood grew higher and higher. Now, the older lumberjack was also working hard. He was also quite strong. But every so often, this older lumberjack would pause and sit down on a tree stump, and he would rest a bit. He did it several times throughout the morning. He even took a little bit longer during lunch. Meanwhile, the younger lumberjack would look at his competition and just laugh to himself, knowing that the older man would never be able to keep up with his production. Sure enough, at the end of the day, the two men finished their work and they compared their piles of lumber. The younger man was shocked to see that the older lumberjack had produced twice as much chopped wood as he had. He turned to the seasoned man and he said to them, I don't get it. I worked all day. I didn't stop at all, even once, and you were sitting on that log most of the day. How is it that you were able to cut more wood than me? The old man paused. He looked back at the younger and he smiled and he said to him, the reason I was able to chop more wood, because every time I sat down on that stump to take a break, I sharpened my axe. And the Lord God said to Moses, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall work and complete your labor, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord. You see, the people of Israel knew exactly what it meant to work hard. The people of Israel knew exactly what it meant to have their bodies ache and their muscles grow weary. After all, they had been imprisoned for over 400 years to Pharaoh. They had spent 400 years working day in and day out, making bricks for Pharaoh's building campaigns. And the more bricks the Hebrew people made, the more bricks Pharaoh demanded for his work. You see, in Egypt, there were no days off. In Egypt, there were no weekend getaways to the beach or to the mountains to restore the soul. Instead, Pharaoh demanded more and more of his slaves as time went by. The people are lazy, he said to them. No longer give them straw to make their bricks. Yes, the Hebrew people knew exactly what it meant to pour everything into their work and have nothing to show for it and to be completely empty. That had been their reality for over 400 years. And yet when God eventually did deliver the people from slavery, when God eventually did free the Hebrews from captivity, he gave to them one command that they were to keep always, that he gave to them a promise that they were never to let go of. Remember the Sabbath, God said. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that's in them, but God rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy. You see, according to the scripture, when God created the earth, the sea and the sky and the stars and everything in it, God looked at that creation and God called it good. When God created humankind, male and female, in the image of God, he created us. God looked at us and God called us very good. The Bible says when God created the Sabbath, when God paused for a moment, God looked at that day and God called it holy. It's the very first sacred thing in all of creation, the Bible says, is rest. The practice of pausing. The practice of saying no to Pharaoh and Pharaoh's increasing demand for more and more bricks. If you've ever been to a Shabbat service in the Jewish tradition, you'll know that every Friday evening, faithful Jews light 2 candles at the beginning of the Sabbath. When the third star of the weekend can be seen. The first candle they light, they say, is a reflection of the creation story. It's to remind the people that God created all that is and all that was and all that will ever be. And like God, we were created in the image of our faithful Creator. And like God, we too should rest. It's a reminder of that commandment. A second candle, tradition holds, is a reminder of the Exodus story, where God says to the people, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord your God delivered you from slavery. Therefore, honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. You see, the second candle, it too reminds us that we were created in the image of God, but it reminds us that we indeed are free. We have been freed from slavery. 2 candles, 2 messages of hope lit every week. A candle of rest and a candle of freedom. See, I'm guessing you know exactly what it's like to work for Pharaoh, don't you? You know exactly what it's like to make brick after brick after brick, only to realize that it will never be enough. After all, we live in the most productive society the world has ever known. Our world creates more now than is ever created in the history of civilization, and yet there's more demand as well. Did you know, according to a British researcher by the name of Richard Wiseman, the speed of walking in urban areas has actually increased 10% over the last 2 decades? Think about it. People are walking faster now than they've ever walked in their entire lives. More bricks, Pharaoh said. You have to make more bricks. Did you know, according to researcher Matthew Sleeth, the average response time to an email is 90 minutes? The average response time to a text message is about 90 seconds. And 90% of all Americans keep their cell phones within arm's reach 24 hours a day. The people are lazy, Pharaoh said. Give them more work to do. You see, we know exactly what it's like to have our entire lives judged by what it is we can produce and how quickly it takes us to produce it. Yet the God of the Exodus tells us a different story about who we are. The God of the Exodus reminds us that our lives are not defined by what we can create. Instead, our lives are defined by the God who created us. You see, you are made in the image of God. You too should rest. You too are free. You're free from the endless pressure to prove your value to the world. You're free from that voice of Pharaoh that tells you you're never going to be enough, that voice that tells you you have to move faster if you ever going to keep up. You are free from that bondage. That bondage that says you only matter because of what you can do. So remember the Sabbath, God said. And keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Mahatma Gandhi once said, there's more to life than increasing its speed. Jesus once said, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Moses once said, remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and the Lord set you free. The Sabbath is God's reminder of that. It's God's reminder of who you are. It's God's reminder of why you matter. I'll close with a story. A fable, really, told by the great Protestant preacher Fred Craddock. Now, Fred Craddock swears this story happened to him, although he admits some of the details are fuzzy in his mind. You see, Dr. Craddock said he was visiting his niece one day up in Connecticut. They were seated together in his niece's living room, and there in the middle of the living room was a large greyhound, one of the greyhound dogs you see at the racetracks. Fred Craddock said his niece adopted this dog to keep it from being destroyed after its racing days were done. At one point during the visit, Dr. Craddock said his niece left the room, and while she was gone, he decided to strike up a conversation with that dog. He turned to the dog, and he said to the dog, "You still racing?" Dog said, "No. No, I don't do that anymore." "Oh, yeah," Dr. Craddock said. "You retired from racing?" Dog looked at him with a confused face and said, "Retired? Is that what they told you I did? They said I retired?" "No," he said. "I worked as a professional racing greyhound for 10 years. 10 years, he said, running around that track day after day after day. 7 days a week, chasing other dogs, going after that rabbit, and I was good at it too. Dog said I made over $1 million for my owner. You know what happened?" So one day I got out there and I ran as fast as I could. I outran all of the other dogs and I got close to that rabbit and I grabbed it. Did you know it was fake? I spent my entire life chasing a fake rabbit. "No," he said, "I didn't retire. No, I quit. Just remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord, a day of rest, a day of freedom, a day of hope. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen."